Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A man walked into a bank, handed the teller a threatening note, and walked out with a bag of money. The man was never caught, but the whole thing has authorities baffled. It began a few months later when the bank received an envelope which had been mailed from a distant city containing a cashier's check in the name of a Mr. R.E. Morse, as in the word remorse. Along with one of the checks was the following note: "My faith in Christ as my Savior has impelled me to undertake this reimbursement, and I hope to be able to pay it off within 6 months." A bank official said, "I've heard of people coming forward and admitting complicity in criminal activity years before, but this is the first time I've seen anything like this." Such is the power of a smitten conscience which produces real repentance. Hence the pseudonym R.E. Morse. Now, if genuine repentance and remorse were more common, perhaps the bank officials wouldn't be quite so shocked at what took place. Remorse is regret over something. Repentance is positive action to make restitution for what was done. The word repentance, or repent, is found in the New Testament more than 50 times. The book of Hebrews lists it as an elementary doctrine of Christ, one of the foundational truths of the New Testament. Now, the early church took repentance seriously. Paul talked about it in letters to the Romans, the Corinthians, and to Timothy. The writers of Hebrews and Peter also discussed it. When Luke recorded the Great Commission, he included repentance as being part of the command laid down by Jesus himself, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations beginning at Jerusalem. Now, the fellow who robbed the bank became remorseful when he was converted, but he was genuinely repentant when he began to do something about his wrong by returning the money. In a very real sense, repentance is one of the sterling marks of genuine conversion. It's obvious that God has wrought a work in your life when you become repentant. Question: can a person be genuinely converted without repentance? Not according to Scripture. Jesus himself commanded, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Let me illustrate. Suppose you were in Tokyo and you received a telegram saying, "Return to Manila immediately." To return to Manila, you must leave Tokyo. There's no conceivable way you can get to Manila without leaving Tokyo. You can't get to one without leaving the other. Now, genuine conversion demands leaving where you are, and that spells repentance. But there is even more to the concept than the outward actions. There is an internal heart element as well. The Greek word metanoia comes from two words, meta, meaning to change, and noia, meaning mind or thought. Hence, real repentance is a revolution of thought, a complete change of mind which results in a different kind of behavior. Perhaps real repentance will lead the person who robbed the bank to step forward and also accept the due consequences of his action. As J. Edwin Orr has written, in other words, whenever a believer realizes that his life falls short of the standards of the gospel, he must return to his change of mind, heart, and life as at the beginning. A renewed believer thus becomes equipped to preach a message of repentance through his life to his friends and neighbors, and to share in the repentance for national sins. If we confess our sins, says the Bible, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's still true today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.